baby.
What in effect he's saying is that he's ready to serve the party in that capacity. So what I say, it's as simple as that. In other words, 2 minutes here, a Congress and a debate me action in fact. And the Nipaduna air cafe is young. On the crowd to say, if enough in. Like he's seen right now, it's a mama for air panel. Clearly shown at the unity works in our corner. There's no doubt in my mind that the rank and file of our party, the bulk of our party people, or more reverse, Mampenijo Mahama, Utuana Mompa, Uye Jumatin, Anka Siye Wini, na ye Wini. Yeah, your investigations between your who and your man CB at what you might say a share now. Now he happens to be the best candidate for NDC to get back into the driving seat.
But that will be an interesting conclusion to make, because Bibeka say this was a certain precedent I'll call in the first 4 years. In our history, you know, certain president be an incumbent be in Lusu Aba, you know, and not to talk of so be Lusu for close to 1 million vote difference. And then as a sign in just 4 years for you to think, sir, Sir President Mahama Babiwa, a automatic so Aba be winning elections.
Well, it was a national election, and it was in national, it wasn't a party election. And the mechanism, Ghana for. Probably, if I may put it this way, they are getting a bit impatient or apprehensive of politicians. Any Omwa, Ushef Bobby, Nata, Nyama, Anshada, Koya, they don't have all the time in this world. Say, even more, emitting, thing. And to say, I happened first time with John Mahama, it doesn't mean it won't happen to other people. In another 4 years, you know, there's no law saying that you would automatically get 8 years from the people of Ghana. There's nothing like that. And they say, and you maybe, now, I mean, there are several reasons ascribed to, I mean, what happened. I mean, per se, elections, but this is not a platform to raise those issues. But since the elections, you know, so many things have come up to some of us about some of the Lulu, of course, soon as it's come over elections.
But yeah, but I think it's also fair to a party for ATO say omobe hunioma a course or said yeah beya say more prepare for another election they would be on guard. And the Kululu be in a course.
The party would be on guard for sure. We had information back. Maybe we cannot have the necessary evidence to take further steps against the conduct of the election. Not party, not intra-party, but national, you know. And maybe some people are not happy about. I mean, I'm hearing some of them, but I don't have the concrete evidence. Some of them believe the rest. And see, it is for the party, for the next elections, you know, it will be any the right person, Aukra, the necessary vision, Adrian Pa Emma Ghana for open a year and Kosovo, a Nukremu, necessary about a government, na if a Yasidi Epeno, any Bushia for Nedeka. The American is there, never in Koya, Ankoya, Yan Trinity, the Epitekan is there. And they say, your boy, Huji. NDC has a big chance of coming back into power, but I tell you, John Mahama, who has to be the candidate on this occasion, because he did so well, except that Enemedi Ankoye, some of it internal, and we are looking at all those factors.
Now, are you saying, sir, into for people like Honorable Alban Bagbin, Professor Joshua Labi, Sylvester Mensa, or more waste your more time, Anna?
Minio, dear Mestre, and you say, yes, sir. Let us be wasting the time, I don't be wasting the resources. We are looking for the best in the circumstance. John Mahama has been tried and tested. You who is a power of Ghana. I am people who be quite a car. Omanity, Omo communities, Omo Bessiaso development, of course. So, but you could be elections, you know. And corner said, I can't pay no. The message said, you're paying for party for paying for, and the party for Omo Bessiaso, Omo Yer candidates. For the flag bearer, he said, NDC now is the big one, the chicken that lays the golden egg. The party has to be helped in back into the driving seat. And he never said, "Oh, I'm assuming your president can be paid." And he, Obiang, Enkom, now we should try. You know, a bit more Pedro Mahama said, Papa, I'm not sure. Now, so, after you lose elections, they may cry and say, if NDC wants to get back into power 2020, our best chance is with John Mahama. Why is he paying? In the chair. And I make sure that the name of Mr. Answer in Yamwayan. Now, you better not mention it. It will cost us less, it would be less laborious using John Mahama than to bring a relatively new face or new candidate to contest the MPP in 2020. This is how I see things.
Yes, but maybe I can say. Way by your bitter pill, I was a NDC as a party, a swallowing going for a say, long term future of the party. Because, sir, John Mahama, Batna Orinia, he can only serve for 4 years. After 4 years, no, what happens to the NDC? And there is this school of thought, I can say, Anka in 2020, no more, the new candidate, Otimi Winia, fine. When Winia, you. Prepare the person for 2024 because Sandy Pano would have the opportunity to serve for 8 years a Ghana for Emma Nkwanya. But in the case of John Mahama, no, we need for just 4 years. And what happens to the NDC in going forward?
Because what we need to do in immediate. Before the main protagonist, no, before Obet Settler, knowing very well that how to play the game, no, is to quickly get back into the driving seat. And once we are in the driving seat, we'll be able to structure things in such a way that going forward, no, NDC will remain. Nobody should come and tell us that, let's go and just try 2020. Why don't they go and try to win it? And say, this is how many people say, I mean, I know more of a contest. I'm on TSMI and say, John Mahama, we all know, will win the primaries. None of the contestants, no, would argue otherwise. Because the
what's here, Joshua Labi? What's here, Alban Bagbin? They are all confident of a win.
Oh, but I mean, I know they will go into a contest thinking that way. But they know in their heart of hearts, that John Mahama will win massively. Now, you see, if they continue and resources are wasted in their camp or elsewhere, as much as we want democratic, election of people, it literally leaves a bitter pill in people's mouths. Then we have a lot of work to do to, as it were, assuage their bitterness. And to the member kind of say, we'll waste less money marketing or putting John Mahama in the front line going to 2020 than to try and market a relatively brand new candidate. And the chances of winning are much less than if Dumama had gone in.
In your heart of hearts, Nanka, how about say other candidates show interest in Abe drop it? I supported John Mahama, right?
I don't mind them going to contest, but they shouldn't waste too much resources. And if possible, if they wanted, let's almost okay, let's sit down and broker a deal. We will back John Mahama to go 2020. And any other deals that possibly can be worked out. I'm not going to go into any details. That for me is a better way to look at things than to waste your own resources and then you get bitter. Or in the process of campaigning, to throw that at ourselves or to the candidate who is going to win, in my estimation. That if they throw that at John Mahama in the primary, for instance, we're only arming our opponents to use against the man who's going to win going on to 2020. So it's very at this very party moment come together as a family. Then she said the best way of taking the power back. Instead of individuals, I mean, I could have put in my heart that I wanted to contest for whatever it was worth. I can say so many things which probably people said, oh, you shouldn't be saying things like that. But I won't. I am not power hungry, but I want to make sure that NDC, I think we have a better vision for this country. And we'll put things across, policies that we know would work and improve the lot of Ghanaians. And not just make...